You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. What is culture? Some leaders might point to their core values or principles on the wall of their locker room or the back of their t-shirts, but these are just aspirations. Some leaders might say it's a reflection of themselves, their behaviors, and their style, but these just help shape their culture. Your culture is made up of behaviors, especially the behaviors displayed when a leader is not looking over them or holding them accountable. It's why accountability is overrated, or at least overemphasized. If people only behave the right way when they are being watched and held accountable for it, then eventually your culture will fail. A greater indication of your culture is how your players and staff might answer questions like these and then choose to behave. I lost my starting role. Do I fight and protest, or do I accept my role as a reserve? I feel I should be playing more. Do I bury my frustration and anger, or do I feel comfortable to sit down and discuss it? Am I disciplined enough to show up on time even though I'm playing so little that skipping or being late to practice won't affect my playing time? As a coach, should I watch 2 more hours of film, or should I go home and spend time with my family? When recruiting a player, what's more important to me, being honest with them or getting them into our program? Should we invest in new uniforms or provide a special team experience like a trip away? Should we play the players who will give us the best chance to win today, or the players who are the most committed to the team? How you answer these questions may differ from how you would really behave when faced with these circumstances. That is because driving the right behaviors in your culture is hard work. It must be done intentionally and methodically. If it is not, then the state of your culture will be little more than the roll of a dice. It's got to be an everyday thing, or it will revert back to its default state. So one of the things I know I experienced as I set out on this transformational journey as a coach was feeling like I was the only person in my school who cared about this stuff. I know a lot of coaches can feel like that in their club or their program. There is no easy solution, but one thing I know many coaches and athletic directors have found to be a great way to get the conversation going about transformational leadership is to start a book club. Many coaches have used my book, Calling Up, to start a book club with other coaches at their school. And I've had administrators just buy a copy for every coach. And honestly, it's been incredible how this simple investment has started to really change the conversation and direction of the athletic department or the club. The good news is I have a bulk order deal on my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership, where when you purchase 25 copies or more, you save 50%. It comes out to be $10 a book, plus free shipping. You can place your book order by filling out the Google Form link in the episode details of this podcast. Thanks again for listening to the podcast and for supporting my work.